May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 771. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Hymn 771.
Thank you. Let us read together from Psalm 102. Psalm 102. A few verses in Matthew chapter 26. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke. My bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass. So that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day. They that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever. And thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth. The heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue. And their seed shall be established before thee. We read a few verses in Matthew 26. Matthew Matthew 26, from verse 26. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And lastly, when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Amen. Almighty, most gracious Lord, we do feelingly, we hope, seek and pray for the Holy Spirit. How utterly undone and unable and insufficient. And Lord, we do pray that thou grant the sweet messenger in the Lord's message, the Holy Spirit. We're undone without the sweet influence, the Holy Ghost. We feel it deeply, and yet we cannot see in it anything of virtue of the creature. But if thou shouldest dwell with us this day, it must be by the Holy Spirit. And for this, Lord, we earnestly pray for. Lord, leave not our souls destitute. It's the savour of thy name. It's the sweet unction of thy grace, the coming of the Lord to where sinners are by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember us as a little company, or we would see Jesus. We do pray, Lord, not only that we would see him, but oh, we would know him. See him by faith. And we would know the truth of the hymn, to know my Jesus crucified. By far excels all things beside. Lord, remember us as we seek thy mercy. Leave us not, Lord, to be a stumbling block. Leave us not, Lord, but do remember us. And may the Lord Jesus be with us. Remember, Lord, we pray thee, the sick and the afflicted, the bereaved, those in trouble, those afar off, those, Lord, that have been brought and carried into thy house, and we pray for them. Those, Lord, that have left thy ways, and such were some of you, going astray from the womb, speaking lies. Lord, remember this house of prayer. We do seek, Lord, that thou art own and bless thy word. And Lord, remember the little ones. We do pray that thou art bless them. May we be like them in spirit. And Lord, do grant that they may be kept, and that thou art richly bless the young for our own cause. Remember us, Lord, as we ask thy blessing. Lord, we have many burdens and cares. They seem to be so great. Lord, we feel the need thy help. And Lord, to grant thee forgiveness. Or may we know something, Lord, of that forgiveness of sin. Lord, there is one thing exceeds the knowledge of forgiveness. It's the making it over again and again. Lord, that's what we need. Application. Cleanse us. Help us now. Lord, we desire to gather up no many mercies. We sometimes sing countless as the sands. And we do desire to bless thee. We pray that thou'lt remember, Lord, those that seek thee and those that need thee to confirm what thou hast done, confirming the disciples, and that it is through much tribulation ye must enter the kingdom. And now, Lord, remember thy one church. Lord, it's where faith is given. That faith that separates. Lord, that faith in the Son of God. Lord, we pray that thou remember thy one church, where thy name is faithfully recorded. Lord, remember us in our land of mercy. Hear the prayers that have gone up many weeks ago perhaps, but Lord, how great our need. Have mercy upon our land. Remember us, Lord, as we call upon thee. And we do plead that name of Jesus. Lord, we seek that rich mercy. Thy gracious help. Oh, we have much to call upon thee for, that Lord, to exceed all of our desires between us, and Lord, to grant that thou wilt come, be mindful of us, and Lord, to bring something. Grant thee certain Samaritan, and may we be brought on our way. We ask thy sweet mercy upon us. We ask all for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn number 427. Jesus, and shall it ever be? A mortal man, ashamed of thee whom angels praise, whose glories shine to endless days. Hymn 427.
So Lord, may help me. I will turn with you to Psalm 102. Two verses upon my spirit. Verses 13 and 14. Psalm 102. Verses 13 and 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, that yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. We feel somewhat as if it were our first preaching engagement, much indeed. I hope my eyes are up unto the Lord. And we've ventured to bring this before you, these verses, because they seem to be fixed on my mind. But I was wondering whether they were the words that I should bring, wanted the Lord to grant me some confirmation in my heart. I was out this morning and I thought of that time we've read of it when the Lord Jesus was with his disciples. They were gathered together, that and he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it and said, take, eat, this is my body. But he took the cup and gave thanks and said, drink ye all of it. And then we've read our closing verse in Matthew, these words, when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Now, what touched my heart, friends, was this. The Lord Jesus joined in that hymn or psalm. I thought, what a wonderful mercy that would be. If the Lord Jesus should grant to us his precious word, and we know not what hymn or psalm they sang, but this psalm has got everything in it. For the blessing of God upon Zion, we know not what psalm it was they sang, but I'm sure the Lord Jesus joined with those disciples, those that were there. And this psalm seems to me to speak. The very ingredients of it are all for the glory of God and the blessing of his people. Let us notice how it begins. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come unto thee. Evidently, under the leading of God's Spirit, the dear man was in trouble. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. When I call, answer me speedily. The psalmist says, and surely these words belong to the Lord Jesus, my heart is smitten, and I am withered like grass. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I believe there is much of the Lord Jesus in these verses. Mine enemies reproach me all the day. They that are mad against me are sworn against me. Because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up. Oh, how sweet the truth lifted up in that sweet covenant of grace, exalted above all others. And cast me down, he said. It is because of sin, the knowledge of it, the suffering of it, the atonement of it for his people. I believe, friends, in my little thoughts and desire that these precious verses belong to Jesus and his people. Glorious head of grace that knows each saint's peculiar case. What sorrows by their souls are borne, and how for sin they daily mourn. You know, I think there's one thing more sweeter than the knowledge of the forgiveness of sins at the first, and that's the renewing of it. When the Lord takes of that precious truth and grants the application of it. When there's a savour of the Lord in it. Friends, that's the difference between pure letter, however pure, and the application of it by the Spirit of God. The Lord's people are renewed. The Lord brings again the same truth. The atonement is that, friends, which God is pleased to make over. One atonement. Ah, but, friends, is it not the blessing of it? Can we just be content with some knowledge? That the Lord Jesus cleanses away sins? Do we not need the fullness of it? Now that's the difference, friend, between those that can go with one foot in the world and everything of it, and one foot in the house of God, and those that are burdened. They need the Lord to come again. And they wait upon him. And that's really the sweet truth in the Psalm, isn't it? Waiting for the Lord. And each day it seems that the dear psalmist is more smitten and withered. And it seems as if his very bones are burned as an hearth. It's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In Psalm 143, is it? Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth. As when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. Oh, how the dear psalmist needed the Lord to gather up those poor broken bones. Leave not, he says, my soul destitute, like Judas Iscariot. Destitute. The true grace of God. Friends, it tries my heart. Perhaps there's some that are troubled too, that the Lord might grant his rich grace and grant the knowledge of it. So, the application of his truth. Now that's how, in a very, very few words, I want to come to the text. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. It does seem that all that precedes these verses are very necessary, that we might be in our right place. But what a time this is, isn't it? You know, it's one of those set times. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. It's as if the Lord, I tried to speak very, very much in need of the Lord's help. That poor blind beggar Bartimaeus, he wanted one of these set times, didn't he? And he cried unto the Lord that it might be so. The set time, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And so it was, the dear man was healed, restored. The Lord Jesus had pity on him and even commanded him to be called. I had not thought to mention the text on the past evening. You know, it's the same sweet truth, isn't it? Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour. Yea, the set time is come. Well, friends, the Lord's people live for these times, when God will arise and have mercy. It's a little word, isn't it? But what would we do without it? Mercy. We've often said it seems to cover everything. Some of us seem to get into a very great anxiety. We go to preach and, you know, mercy seems to cover all that as well. Oh, for the Lord's mercy to cover all our sin and all our unworthiness, and remember us still. Mercy. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. So these words belong very much unto Zion and her God. A time when God arises. That's what we need, isn't it? The Lord to arise. There's none like him, is there, to arise? It's not even a man coming into the pulpit. It's when the Lord arises, the set time. Favour Zion. Oh, how afflicted, how troubled. How many hard things we have to walk in. Things too hard. The Lord doesn't appear. So many trials that we said to my dear one. Are these the blessings we expect? It's the lot of God's in it. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. These that are gathered unto Zion. They're gathered out of the world. They're gathered to Zion, but they're all in one, like David and that little band. Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion. I want to speak as God may help me. For the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. Now, friends, what I'm absolutely convinced of is this. No favour, desire, no arising, no appearing, no comfort, no blessing without the Holy Spirit. Absolutely convinced of it. Sweet messenger of peace, rest, the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message. That's what we need, isn't it? Oh, those troubled hearts, those that need the Lord to arise, how will it be? Well, it'll be when the Lord moves in the top of the mulberry trees, the branches begin to move, and the Lord begins to visit his people. Well, there's a moving in their hearts by the Holy Spirit. So you can't see it, can you? The wind bloweth where it listeth. Oh, it's the effect, isn't it? Wind bloweth where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So, now, friends, there are evidences that accompany these times of favour, times of blessing, which is when the Lord is there. Oh, but friends, it seems to me to be a great work, a regeneration. We feel it. We know it ourselves. Lord, renew me. But do we not need that regeneration? Because of sin and unbelief. Perhaps the Lord's people are convinced of this. They cannot renew themselves. And that strikes, doesn't it, at the true gospel. What is of him? The Lord only, Jesus only. The sweet truth of it in barren hearts. Hearts that are overwhelmed, thou shalt arise. Have mercy upon Zion. Now Zion's gathered together, isn't it? Like those tribes coming up from to Jerusalem. Just think of that sweet verse. The tribes going up, if I... where the Lord's name is placed there. The Lord in Zion placed his name and his heart was settled there. To Zion the whole nation came to worship thrice a year, but we have no such length to go nor wander far abroad. Where'er thy saints assemble now there is a house for God. I read this next verse. Arise, O King of grace, arise, and enter to thy rest. Lo, thy church waits with longing eyes, thus to be owned and blessed. I leave the few verses in that hymn, but now, friends, it's the time when the Lord's people are gathered together. And they're gathered together to Zion. Their hearts are in it. They're in want. There's one thing they desire, that God may be glorified. And that the Lord might remember them. They will gladly put the crown on his head, should the Prince of Peace be there. Now I want to come a little further. The times of favour her, yea, the set time is come. well what a God of order he is. A set time to bind up, to heal. I often think of the certain Samaritan. Set time, not a minute before, a moment before, not a moment behind. He came where he was. Didn't come empty handed, did he? Poured in the oil and the wine. But, and brought him still on his way. Take care of him. That's grace, isn't it? Not something half done, friends, left for the creature to do and God will follow. It's Jesus only, isn't it? Oh, friends, these things belong to Zion. And we may be thoughts we ought to do this or that. Well, friends, may God arise. It's a sweet rising up, isn't there? A sweet drawing. The heart, the soul is sweetly affected by the grace of God. Why me? With such a wretch as me. I want to speak because there's something that has come upon my mind when I was thinking yesterday what to do. Thoughts of our text in a particular way. Thy servants take pleasure in thy stones and favour the dust thereof. Now these servants, they are the servants of the Lord. How should we distinguish them? Well, there are ministering servants, there are servants of the church, but they all serve not themselves. They're those that would be in his hand. Perhaps those that teach in the Sunday school might think they're forgotten friends. The Lord sweetly help them and grant them encouragement. The servants of the Lord are before us. They're all known to him. They are those that serve not the old adversary, the devil, the servants of the Lord are gathered unto Zion. They don't come as those that will be a good service. Zion, they come in all one way, afflicted with sin, greatly troubled in heart sometimes. And sometimes I say, Lord, what wilt thou of me today? They are such as are gathered in our text. And to Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. Is the time that God has appointed. The time when God arises. And you know, as often as he arises, we must be very low. It's in our text. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favour the dust thereof. Now there's three ways, exceedingly need the Lord's help today. Three ways it has come upon my mind to speak from the verses. These stones. Thy servants take pleasure in her stones. Favour the dust thereof. Now the first stone I want to mention is that great foundation stone, chief cornerstone, the stone that God has laid in Zion. Where would Zion be without this stone laid there? It's Jesus Christ, isn't it? Behold the sure foundation stone. Nothing less. It's God in Zion laid. It's not another gospel. Friends, it's the same gospel. It's what God has appointed. Thus it shall be. This stone laid in Zion. That God might gather unto this stone the lively stone. That's the next point that seemed to rest upon my mind. The great foundation stone. And then these living, lively stones. They're all laid upon that one foundation. Or they're not living at all. They're gathered unto this great foundation. So they're content to build there. My hope is built on nothing less. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest name, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. And thirdly, as God may help me throughout the day. Oh, there's one stone, isn't there? That we desire to speak of. And that's the top stone. Oh, that God might lay it in many hearts. The top stone. Only God can lay that, can he not? You know, it's true, isn't it? The top stone can only be laid where there's a good foundation. Well, there is glory unto the Lord in that which is laid upon that foundation. A sinner's hope, the completing of it, the fullness of it, the glory that God gets to his holy name. Christ is both the foundation and the top stone. But I want to speak as God may guide me. For thy servants take pleasure in her stone. I'm not sure whether I've spoken from this text before. But these servants are the servants of the Most High God. They are in his hand. I'm going to speak of this with regards to the Lord and his people. Some are ministering servants, and some are servants of the church. There are stones in his house. They are such as the Lord lays upon this great foundation stone, even Jesus. I thought today, I mentioned it, in coming here, I felt just like the time when I first stood up to try and speak in God's name. I had a text and I felt so insufficient for it. Utterly unequal to it. If I remember, it was at Heathfields in Sussex. And the text was, thy dead men shall live. And the truth of it, but friends, I was so poor, I felt unequal to it, so I took another text. and it was something more akin to my feeling. But he giveth more grace. And I tried to preach from that. I stumbled about. And when I referred to what was on my mind, friends, then the Lord set me free a little. Then I felt something of the flowing of my words and thoughts. So I had to come to it. I had to venture in my insufficiency. But my dear father, he chastened me afterwards. First sermon he heard me, he chastened me because I got the wrong text. He didn't mince words, you know. Made me feel ever so small, but the matter was I was so insufficient. The Lord knew. But I've had to venture ever after upon the Lord to give. Needed help. Oh, much grace, friends, there is a venturing upon him. But sometimes we feel to be unequal and very tried. These words seem to be upon my mind, and I need the Lord to grant his blessing upon them. I want to just notice again something which belongs to Zion, and that's favour. It's his grace, isn't it? What better favour? A few poor sinners gathered in the house of God than for the Lord to bless them and to come with his rich grace. It's a very, very dark day. There is much to discourage, and we feel our poor prayers are disregarded. But thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time's a favour. Yea, the set time is come. Oh, the favour of the Lord, with many blessings. Say at home we have a good house of prayer. The Lord has provided, but we need the muster of assemblies. We need the Lord to fix his word in the heart. Oh, there's a death in the pot. God arrives. There is a solemn withholding the Holy Spirit. May God return. But friends, I'm sure there are those that are exercised these things. I'm sure of it. It's when, isn't it? The set time. Favour Zion is come. Now, the world have their joys and their desires, but how much greater desires of the Lord's people. That they've got such great desires, they sometimes think they're too great. Well, may God appear. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, the favours. It would be a favour if God answered some of our prayers. But you know, the Lord will have a people. If he answered everything, then they had no need to ask him. They would be very far off, wouldn't they? They have to come now on the ground of his mercy for a set time. The Lord's appearing. Now there's a set time we remember especially at this time of the year. There's much mockery really, isn't there? Ah, but that set time when the fullness of the time was come. We read in the epistle to the Galatians, if I may be able to find it, that set time when it speaks, does it not, with the fullness of time? Well, that's it, isn't it? It's his time, not our time. The fullness of time. And really, it's a wonderful word because these things belong to time. That we need the Lord to bless us in time, friends, or we shall come short. So many want to be in heaven, but it's seeking and crying and calling, isn't it, and waiting for the Lord to appear, for the earnest of it to be found amongst those that enter in that gate above. And oh, the many thoughts, shall I be there? Shall I be amongst those that God has blessed? Oh, the fullness of the time, friends. What a sweet word it is. It's as if the Lord is over it all. Now the Lord grant to those that seek him, especially our young people, and they rest very much in our heart. Oh, for that time when God will arise. Thou shalt arise. Have mercy upon Zion, the time to favour. And this is the bride of Christ, isn't it? The time to favour with the Lord himself. Heavenly bridegroom. Spoken at home just recently, as having nothing and yet possessing all things, nothing in self, but all in the heavenly bridegroom. Jesus, lover, my soul. But we need him. Now the matter, friends, is for my mind to speak a few things of the Lord Jesus and his condescending love and mercy. What a dark time it was. What a falling away. And yet the set time was come. Oh, what a wonderful time that was when he came where the beasts were. In that lowly place. No room for him. But he was laid in that humble manger. Not just sentiment, is it? He came because it was a set time. His father's set time. So he came and sweetly obeyed the sacred obedience, the willingness of Christ. The love that fills his heart. So, the love of Christ constraineth us. Ah, to dwell with man, his traitors and his foes. Ah, but did he not come in such a lowly manner to lay that stone in Zion? Not to the palace. That stone wouldn't be laid there. Be laid in that humble place, as we may think of Zion, so weak and so poor and so much rejected and so known unto God but not to men. Thou shalt arise. Have mercy upon Zion now. Any moving of the heart, friends, to that lowly babe, that King of Kings? Or do you wonder that ever he came in such a humble way, that your poor prayers might be heard? Here, it's in our chapter, isn't it, in this psalm. Beautiful time, isn't it? We expect you, may anticipate me. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. That's Christ. And he will regard the prayer of the destitute. Not despise their prayer. Sometimes we pray with destitute hearts. Leave not my soul destitute. He will regard. Oh, that stooping down, the sweet doctrine of his condescension in the sweet experience of it. I have heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears. Ah, the Lord, friends, will come in his set time. Now that really is the truth of it. So. Oh, we see God's prosperity in his time and in his way. The Lord grant it, the sweet favour of God himself. Oh, I cannot speak of it as I would, but the eternal God laid in that humble place, in that place according to the riches of his grace, he chose to be laid there with those humble souls that feel forsaken and alone. For if looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven, do the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. Oh, friends, there's much truth in it, isn't there? To declare the name of the Lord in Zion, set time, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and set time they are gathered together to serve the Lord, his servant. Now I want to speak, as God may direct me. Wonderful thing if we need a foundation. Can't find one in our poor hearts. Not a foundation for our prayers. It's a resting in the creature. No. There is in Christ. Sweet foundation, isn't there? And God hath laid in Zion for Jesus' sake. But what about those unanswered prayers? Oh, the grief and sorrow, and sometimes we stagger about. If it be so, why am I thus? Seems, friends, as if God doesn't answer our prayers. What then? Well, we have to wait for his set time. Not only that, but we have to fall under his hand. And we have to learn many things. Now may God arise. It does not mean he'll answer every prayer, but friends, he'll answer them in his way. He'll give grace perhaps under some trial and trouble. The gospel bears my spirit. And they all forsook him and fled. But when the Lord may grant that grace and his favour in the greatest trouble, to hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not and turn away under the tempter, to God's dealings. Oh, friends, what grace and favour is needed, isn't it? But it's one thing to begin, another to continue. Oh, the set time for God to grant his needful, gracious, uphold him in the greatest of sorrows. Some of us have walked in them. The time he has set to comfort the hearts of his people. And all God's dealings, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Now the Lord's servants are in his hand, aren't they? Sometimes they have to come with the law so far. Not all the time. They have to come with the word and truth of God and his justice, but how soon they have to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. So how they have to learn and know this, that the Lord both kills and makes alive. How they have to be brought to know this time when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their prayer. I was sorely troubled because I thought you'd think I wasn't long enough in prayer. And friends, my prayer sometimes shorter. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, not despise their poor, short prayers. We read of the short prayer, don't we, of the publican. Entered right into heaven. This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Now I want to speak rightly, but what a beautiful stone this is. Not to be laid again. Not another gospel, not another economy of grace, friends, it is the same. The Lord keep us in the old paths, wherein is the good way, where we might be favoured with the time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. I must soon leave it this morning. But oh, you know, this great stone laid in Zion is not alone, is it? There are stones laid upon it. It's Christ and his people. Has he ever laid you upon that one foundation? The dear Moses knew something of it in Exodus 33. Cannot trust my memory so well. Oh, he saw something, didn't he, of the sweet truth of the gospel. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? That's the favour, isn't it? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people upon the face of the earth. Maybe something to walk in. But I want to leave it upon this last word. And I'll make all my goodness. The Lord's time, it's a good time, isn't it? All my goodness to pass before thee. And I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And will show mercy. And whom I will show mercy. I must leave a few thoughts this morning. Amen. Thank you.
The collections last Lord's Day were £640, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening. And on Tuesday evening, Mr. Philip Hare will preach, as Mr. Robert Field, although he is a little better, is still not strong enough to come. And God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 428. Humble souls who seek salvation through the Lamb's redeeming blood, hear the voice of revelation, tread the path that Jesus trod. Flee to him, your only Saviour, in his mighty name confide. In the whole of your behaviour, own him for your sovereign guide. Hymn 428.
Thank you.
do forgive all amiss, and do help us this evening. Be with the Sabbath school. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion and teaching of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you all. Amen.